Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. One translation puts it this way, So don't be surprised because I say to you, you must be born again. And the same words that Jesus spoke to Nicodemus is a message to his church today. Marvel not, don't be surprised at what God is going to do. He is a marvelous God. And He's a God that can pull surprises on us, on nature, and even on the devil, or on anything that may be plaguing you. God is a God of great victory. Marvel not. And you may be seated. This is the right day.
Yes, have your way, Lord.
All right, hallelujah. Brother Carl just said, come on, Pastor. I'm coming, Brother Carl. Thank you for that encouragement. Jesus knew that when he revealed the plan of salvation to Nicodemus, that due to his upbringing and his background and what he had always been taught, that this plan of salvation was going to take him aback. He knew that it wasn't going to be what Nicodemus was used to hearing. So Jesus says to Nicodemus, Marvel not. Don't be surprised. I know your family did not know this or teach this. I know that you have always believed another way. I know that this is different from anything you have ever been taught. I know it sounds out of this world. It is. You know the term born again means born from heaven. When we say we are born again, we're not talking about some UPCI doctrine. We're talking about a Bible doctrine, but we're talking about a heaven experience. I'm glad it's a UPCI doctrine, but that's not what makes it beautiful. It's not who it belongs to, but it's who gave it. And he said, so Nicodemus, don't be surprised. Let me just tell you, it works. It's the way that I have chosen for a person to be able to enter the kingdom and then enter heaven. It is the power of God unto salvation. So Nicodemus, you must be born again. Born of water, water baptism in the name of Jesus. Born of spirit, being filled with the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Now Nicodemus, this is a plan that I have chosen. And even though it's simple, and even though it is different from anything you have ever believed, if you will obey my word, you will be reborn. You will be changed. You will receive power. You will receive peace. You will receive righteousness and joy if you allow this new birth experience to take place in your life. Jesus is still saying today, marvel not. Don't be surprised that you must be born again. To someone who is receiving new revelation that you have never seen or perhaps heard before, the Lord is saying, I know it's not what you have always thought. I know it's not what you have always been taught, but this is truth. I am so thankful to be able to come and proclaim truth. You don't have to back up one bit when you proclaim truth. This is the truth of the Lord. You must be born again. I know it's not what you have always been taught, but this is truth. And so don't be surprised that you are hearing and seeing it now. This is my will. This is my word to somebody this morning who is a Nicodemus of this modern day. The Lord of this modern day, who is the same Lord that was Lord in Nicodemus' day, is saying, don't be surprised that you must be born again. By the way, don't be surprised that there is still a church teaching that you must be born again. Marvel not. Don't be surprised. It doesn't matter how much in minority that message is. It doesn't matter what the majority teaches or believes. The message hasn't changed. The question is still the same. You may be here today and say, well, I know churches that don't believe that. But the message hasn't changed. My statement to you is today, just don't be surprised that there's still a church. In fact, there's a lot of churches. There are many churches that are preaching, you're born of water, and you must be born of spirit. Now, the world doesn't like that word must. But that's what Jesus said. That's what Jesus said. Now, after you begin to experience it and read it in the Word of the Lord, you start feeling like, I get to. But we can't erase the Word of Scripture. You must be born again of water and spirit. The question is still the same. What must we do to be saved? The answer is still the same. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. This promise is for us today. Someone can repent today. Somebody can be baptized in water in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins, and they'll be taken away. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. To those who feel they have done too much wrong and are too great of a sinner. To those who are praying for loved ones and friends who seemingly are so far from God. The Lord is saying, don't be surprised at who I can save. Brother Vassal, how many years did your dad pray for you?
At least 25 years.
Praise God. So a father prays for a son 25 years. And the father dies. And then some years later, that son receives the new birth experience. And his life is changed. Don't be surprised. George Vassal Sr. didn't have to stay alive for George Vassal to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God is still alive. You may die praying for your loved one, but don't be surprised to believe that God will do it. You may be praying for them for a long time. I feel anointing of God on this congregation. It's not on me just alone. It's on you. Whatever you've been praying, keep praying. Don't be surprised. Marvel not, marvel not, marvel not, marvel not. The Lord is able. He's able to save. He's able to reach. As you pray for them in your spirit, as your thoughts are on them this very moment, the Lord knows where they are. The Lord loves them. Don't be surprised, he said, at who I can save. And don't be surprised at how the Holy Ghost can change a life. Paul came along and he said, to that church in Corinth, he said, look around you, Corinth. There are fornicators, there are idolaters, there are adulterers, there are effeminate, there are abusers of themselves with mankind. There are thieves among you. There are covetous people who were formerly covetous around you. There are drunkards, those who were revilers and extortioners. And he said, such were some of you. But marvel not. God can save the fornicator. God can save the idolater. God can save the adulterer. God can save the effeminate. God can save that one that is abusive of themselves and others. God can save the thief. God can save those who are greedy and covetous. God can save the drunkard. God can save the reviler. God can save the extortioner. Such were some of you. But
Now you are washed. Somebody that God brought you out of sin, get on your feet. He brought you out of a miry clay. He brought you out of darkness. But now you're sanctified. But now you are justified. But now you are purified by the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, we're thankful for how you brought us out. We're thankful for how you brought us out. You may be seated. The devil's trying to tell you you've done too much. You failed too many times. You failed again after the Lord gave you an opportunity. But the Lord is saying, don't be surprised that you're feeling my presence right now. Marvel not that a person with deep sin and trouble in their life can repent and God will forgive them. Don't be surprised at that, he says. Wow. We say it like this. I never thought I'd see them. I'm trying to help my own self with that kind of language. Because in all honesty, we do get surprised sometimes. We have our human boundaries and how we think that God, what he can do or what he cannot do. But marvel not that a person can repent and God will forgive them. Someone that has failed and disappointed yourself, and you have disappointed others, and you have been struggling with guilt and self-worth, and now you are feeling to repent again. Don't be surprised that he's willing to forgive you. Marvel not when he does forgive you. We serve a forgiving God. You can make one mistake, but you come back to God and he will forgive you. You may make six mistakes, but if you will come back to God, he will forgive you. Paul said, I thank Christ Jesus who enabled me and he placed me in the ministry. He said, I was a blasphemer, I was a persecutor, I was injurious to others, but I obtained mercy. And Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Paul was saying, don't marvel, don't be surprised when he does that for you. Don't be surprised that this is how God is working in your life. I'm just laying a little simple message in your mind and in your lap today, and you know exactly who you are. God is wanting to give you the forgiveness as you repent to him. Don't be surprised that the simple little action of water baptism, being put under the water in the name of Jesus, can remit and wash away and wipe away sins that have been in your life for years. Or just for a few days. His blood and his name through water baptism, the Bible says, washes away all. Don't be surprised, he can take them all away. Man may forgive you of some of them. And so we kind of put God in that category sometime and think, well, I can take care of most things, but I don't know about this. The scripture says he'll take them all. All of your sin. All of your failure. You mean every last one? Yes, every last one. And marvel not. Don't be surprised that you can receive the Holy Ghost. Receiving the Holy Ghost is receiving God in your life. Don't be surprised that through the experience of the Holy Ghost that God comes to live in you. Don't be surprised that God wants to come. You know, that's a surprise to a lot of people that you can have the God of glory dwelling in your life. They even feel like that may be somewhat disrespectful. It's not at all. That's exactly God's plan. He wants to live within us. Don't be surprised that he wants to be our friend and he wants to be our comforter. And marvel not. Don't be surprised that you will speak in a language you have never learned when you receive the Holy Ghost and it comes into your life. That should be no surprise. Marvel not, he said, that this would happen. Some people are having a little trouble with that in our world today, whether or not you need to or you should. Well, you need to and you get to. So don't be surprised that that's still the way God does it. When he fills you with the Holy Ghost, you know, there's a wonderful touch of God as the Spirit gives the utterance in a life. I'm just going to say it like I mean it and feel it this morning. It feels good to speak in other tongues. This is a tongue-talking church. That's one of the things that we are, believing in the utterance of the Spirit. Don't be surprised that everyone who is born of the Spirit, receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, will speak with other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. And don't be surprised that even after you have first received the Holy Ghost, there are refillings and there are refreshings that come frequently into your life. We ought to look for them. We ought to expect them. You know, there are saints of God right here this morning who have had the Holy Ghost anywhere from 5, 10, 20, 40, 50 plus years. Don't be surprised when that child of God begins to feel the power of God again. Don't be surprised when they start getting blessed and as the power of His presence moves upon them. And don't be surprised that one more time, like many times before, they start speaking in tongues as the Spirit empowers them. Somebody is worshiping God. I don't want it to be a surprise to walk by them and hear them speaking in tongues. Surprise you that this is a worshiping people. Shouldn't be a surprise that we are believing God for healings and miracles. Don't be surprised that that person begins to feel the blessing and the power of God and they begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. And saint of God, don't you be surprised. It's about to happen to you all over again right now and today. Just stand together and let's give Him praise for His wonderful gift. God, it is Your plan, it is Your purpose, it is Your will. You saved us and You are going to keep us and You want to save again. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Marvel not when loved ones begin to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Don't be surprised that God is dealing in their life. Thank you, Lord. I want to believe You and have confidence in You. Just before I open this altar, I want to say to somebody in a word of encouragement, don't be surprised that this is your day. You may not have expected it. You are not omniscient. You don't know all things like God does. So you couldn't have foretold it in that way. But let me tell you, God's love is so great. Don't be surprised that this is your day. Some people thought, well, I couldn't get it today. This is your day. They almost seem like they would be surprised if God blessed them on a certain day. He said, marvel not. Don't be surprised that God's been touching your heart in recent days. Don't be surprised that you're here this morning. Don't be surprised that this message was preached directly down your pipeline. Don't be surprised that you feel like coming down to this altar. Don't be surprised in your thinking of how wonderful it would be to get rid of the guilt and the stain and the burden. How wonderful it would be to have all those sins washed away like He said, and how wonderful it would be to receive the peace of the Spirit. Don't be surprised at that. Don't be surprised that there's a God that loves you. And a church that loves you. And a people who want to reach out and help you. Marvel not. God's ready to do the work. This altar is open right now for anybody that wants to receive the Spirit of God. By way of a first infilling, by way of a renewing, by way of a refreshing. Marvel not that God wants to forgive us today. We need not be surprised that God will take away somebody's sins right here at this altar today. When someone is baptized in the name of Jesus, it will not be a surprise at all that God will take care of all of their sin and all of their guilt. Marvel not. I'm ready to do what you need to have done in your life and what you've been wanting me to do. Don't be surprised. Don't put it off. Don't hesitate. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's gather to a place of prayer all over this house. Going before the Lord. Don't be surprised at how He answers you today or this week. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you. I know it's your promise. You said it was for those that day. But you said also it was for those who were afar off, even as many